30 online retailers will stop selling realistic toy guns to New Yorkers as part of a settlement with Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office. Officials say the toy guns violate state law requiring toy guns to be brightly colored or have colored striping. The lookalikes have drawn scrutiny following incidents such as the Cleveland killing of 12-year-old Tamir Rice, who was holding a toy gun when shot by police. Retired Deputy Sheriff Gary Putup with New Yorkers Against Gun Violence says this is a step forward for both child safety and law enforcement.
Sometimes just the presence of something that looks like a weapon skews people's perceptions. If you remember in that case, there were even citizens that were calling 911 believing that Rice was 20 years old as opposed to being 12 years old. At least in New York, it has to be brightly colored.
Al Kaufman with the Toy Industry Association says some of New York's toy gun laws conflict with federal regulations because, constitutionally, Congress has expressed a clear intent to preempt, meaning that federal law supersedes state law when the two conflict. He says the use of state law in this investigation may have been an overreach in some of the cases.
The federal requirement to preempt any state or local requirements. If there are items out there that don't comply with the federal requirements, then certainly we would applaud the Attorney General for enforcing those requirements. On the other hand, if he's going beyond those federal requirements, the regulations very specifically state that they're preempted.
Kaufman says any guns in question that meet federal requirements should not be subject to any action by the Attorney General. The retailers covered in this settlement sold more than 6,000 of the illegal toy guns in New York. They'll pay more than $27,000 in fines. For New York News Connection, I'm Nia Hamm.